Rick Jackman, I think it's fair to say that's a disappointment. Like, what's the mood in the dressing room after that?
Well, we're disappointed, obviously. We didn't come out the way we wanted to. We gave up a couple quick ones early there, and it's always tough to bounce back from that. They've got a pretty good team over there. Their goaltender was playing well tonight, so just not, we shot ourselves in the foot right from the start there.
Those two goals seem to, I think, they unsettled you early on. Seemed to take you a wee while to get back in your stride, would that be fair?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you spot a team a two-goal lead or one goal or whatever it is in the first shift of the game, you know, it's tough. It takes the wind out of your sails. We're playing here at home in front of our crowd, and it's unacceptable to come out and start like that the way we did.
And, of course, you got a couple of goals back in the end, but it really hides the fact that it's just been a god-awful night, for want of a better expression.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, it was a terrible night for us. I really couldn't tell you one part of our game that was good tonight. We were bad all over the ice. It's really frustrating to do that at home in front of our fans. We pay good money to come see us play, especially during the holiday season here. To go out there and lay an egg like that, it's unacceptable. Fortunate for us that we had a chance to bounce back here tomorrow night in Cardiff.
That's it. That makes that journey a little bit longer, doesn't it, with this game so fresh in the memory?
Yeah, sometimes that's the best thing, though, is get back out there and, avenge a loss, I guess. It's tough if you have a game like that on a Sunday and you have a whole week to think about it and go on and practice. We got to hit the delete button tonight, make some changes on the mistakes that we made, and just make sure that we're ready to go in the Cardiff and get 2 points for it.
Rick, thanks very much.
Thank you.